Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pricharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine
Namaste Saraswati
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda
Krishna
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Kirtana kana nartana paro premamritam boniti Krishna kirtana gana nartana paro premamritam bonidhi Jana priya kvira karo nirmat saro pujito Sri Chaitanya Kripa Baro Bhuvi Bhuvo Bharavahantarako Sun, Van, Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yuko, Sri Jiva Kopalako. Sanatana Raghu Yoga Sri Jiva Kopalako Nana Shastra Vichara Naika Nipana Saddharma Samsthapako Lokanam hitakarinau tribhuvane manyo sharanya karo Radha Radha Krishna Pada Ravinda Bhajana Nandena Mataliko Sanatana Raghujuga Sri Jiva Gopalako Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghujuga Sri Jiva Gopalako Sri Gauranga Gunanuna Sri Gauranga Gunanu Varnana Vito Shraddha Samrijyan Vito Krintano Tanu Britam Govinda Kannamritai Vardhanaika Nipano Kaivalya Nishtharako Sanatana Raghujuga Sri Jiva Gopalako Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghujuga Sri Jiva Gopalako Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghujuga Sri Jiva Gopalako Shesha Mandala Pati Srenim Satatu Chava Japva Turnama Shesha Mandala Pati Srenim Satatu Chava Bhutva Dina Ganesha Ko Karunaya Ko Pina Kanta Srito Bhutva Dina Ganesha samritabhara hari khandola matno mahu bande rupa sanatana raguru ko sri jiva ko phala ko bande rupa sanatana raguru ko Shri Jiva to Palako Kande Rupa Sanatana Raghuruko Shri Jiva to Palako Jako kila hamsa sarasakana kirne mayura kule
Jako kila hamsa sarasakana kirne mayura kule
Nana ratna nipada mula vitapa Shri Yukta Vrindavane
Nana Ratna Nipata Mula Nipata Shri Yukta
Vrindavane Radha Krishna Maharnisham Prabhachato Jivartato Yomudha Bande Rupa Sanatana Raghuru Ko Shri Jiva To Palako Bande Rupa Sanatana Raghuru Ko Shri Jiva ko palako Kande rupa sanatana raguru ko Shri Jiva ko palako Kya purvaka namaka nanatapi kala vashani krito
Kya purvaka namaka
Nidrahara vihara kadi vijito Shakyanta Dino Chayo Radha Krishna Smritir Madhuri Mandala Nandena Samohito Bande Rupa Sanatana Raghuru Ko Shri Jiva Ko Palako
Bande Rupa Sanatana
सनातनो रघुजुगो श्री जीवतो पालतो बंधे रूप सनातनो रघुजुगो श्री जीवतो पालतो কালিন্দ তনয়া জিরেশবং শিবতে রাধা কুন্দ তথে কালিন্দ তনয়া চিরেশ বংশীবতে প্রেমন্মাদব সাদ শেষ দশায়া গ্রস্ত প্রমাত সদা কদা হরে গুণবরং বাবা বিভূত মুধা বন্দে রূপ সনাতন রঘুযুগ শ্রী জীবতো পালতো বন্দে রূপ সনাতন রঘুযুগ শ্রী জীবতো পালতো বন্দে রূপ সনাতন রঘুযুগ শ্রী জীবতো পালতো সংখ্যা পূর্বক নাম কানন থিবে খালাবশানীকৃত নিদ্রাহার বিহার খাদি বিচিত সত্যন্ত দীন ছয় রাধা কৃষ্ণ গুণা স্মৃতের মধুরিমা মন্দেন সমোহিত বন্দে রূপ সনাতন রঘুযুগ শ্রী জীবতো পালতো এভরিবডি বন্দে রূপ সনাতন রঘুযুগ শ্রী জীবতো পালতো রূপ সনাতন রঘুযুগ শ্রী জীবতো পালতো যাচ্ছে রাধা কুন্দ তথে কলিন্দ তনয়া ধীরেচ পংসি বথে প্রেমোন্মাদবসাদ শেষ দশায়া গ্রস্ত প্রমাত সদা গায়ন্তো চকতা হরে গুণবরং ভাবাভিভূত মুধা বন্দে রূপ সনাতন রঘুযুগ শ্রী জীব কো পাদক বন্দে রূপ সনাতন রঘুযুগ শ্রী জীব কো পাদক সনাতন রঘুযুগ শ্রী জীব কো পাদক হে রাধে ব্রজ দেব কে চলিতে হে নন্দ সুন পুথা রাধে ব্রজ দেব কে চলিতে হে নন্দ সুন পুথা শ্রী গোবাদন কল্প পাদ পফলে খালিন দিবানে শ্রী গোবাদন কল্প পাদ পতলে খালিন দিবানে কুথা সন্থাবিটি সর্বত ব্রজপুরে খে ধর মহাবিবল বন্দে রূপ সনাতন রঘুযুগ শ্রী জীব কো পালক বন্দে রূপ সনাতন রঘুযুগ শ্রী জীব কো পালক বন্দে রূপ সনাতন রঘুযুগ শ্রী জীব কো পালক বন্দে রূপ সনাতন রঘুযুগ শ্রী জীব কো পাদক Bande rupa sanatana raghujuga Sri Jiva ko palako 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 Sanatana raghujuga Sri Jiva ko palako Bande rupa sanatana raghujuga Sri Jiva ko palako Bande rupa sanatana raghujuga Sri Jiva ko palako Bande rupa sanatana raghujuga Sri Jiva ko palako Sanatana raghujuga Sri Jiva ko palako Bande rupa sanatana raghujuga Sri Jiva ko palako Bande rupa sanatana raghujuga Sri Jiva ko palako Bande rupa sanatana raghujuga Sri Jiva ko palako Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Ram Ram Hare Hare Abhi Pare Hari Bol
Hari Krishna Hari Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
At Prayag, at the time of the Magh Mela, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met with Sri Rupa Goswami. It was there that Sri Rupa Goswami composed that illustrious verse, Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gaurudhi. Revealing that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is more magnanimous, more munificent than all other incarnations. Because he is giving prema bhakti as performed by the residents of Vrindavan to everyone and anyone who will accept it. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established the Harinam Sankirtan movement to attract the fallen conditioned souls to their original constitutional nature in the spiritual world, reciprocating pure rasas in the association of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu invested within the heart of Sri Rupa Goswami his own divine love. And commissioned him to come to Vrindavan to reveal that to the world. In Sri Upadeshamrita, Sri Rupa Goswami has written that of all places in this world, Mathura Puri is most sacred, because it is here that Krishna appeared. in the Mathura, Puri, of all places, Vrindavan is most sacred. Because it is here that Krishna performs the Rasa-lila with the damsels of Raja. Of all places in the forest of Vrindavan, Govardhan is most sacred. Because such very, very confidential, pleasing pastimes are eternally being enacted there. And in all places of Govardhan, the supreme most of all holy places, in all spiritual and material worlds, is Sri Radha Kund. Because it is at Radha Kund that the paramount, highest, divine, loving relations of Sri Radha and Krishna are enacted. For devotees, what is highest is whatever gives Radha and Krishna most pleasure. Because they enjoy each other's company here with the highest degree of ecstatic bliss, therefore this is considered the holiest of all holy places in all of creation. Our great acharyas have prayed for the mercy of Srimati Radharani. And it is so munificently revealed here at Sri Radha Kund. These two kunds exist eternally in the spiritual world of Goloka. The Adi Purana describes the pastime of the creation of Sri Radha Kund. Of course, when we are speaking about the Lord's Leela, creation is really just a pastime because it's actually ever existing. But Sri Radha and Shamsundar were sitting together in a kunja of Braja on a jewel throne. And Krishna's love for Srimati Radharani became so intensely uncontrollable. He immersed his heart so deeply in remembrance of her that he actually assumed her mahabhav and her beautiful form. Krishna transformed into Sri Radhika. And in the mood of Sri Radharani, he went running into the forest looking for Krishna, crying out for Krishna everywhere. Now that Radharani was alone, she began to feel very deep separation from Krishna. And she entered into the mood and assumed the form of Krishna. Radha was Krishna and Krishna was Sri Radharani. So the Braja Gopis tried to console her, but that was not possible. So they ran looking for Krishna, knowing that was the only means. And when they found Lord Krishna, he was in the form and mood of Sri Radharani. They explained Sri Radharani's dilemma. So he began to call out the names of Srimati Radharani. And one who calls out her name sincerely, she immediately appeared. And Krishna told Sri Radharani that, please forgive me. By my leaving you, I caused you so much pain of separation. But just see, your tears have filled up this lake, which will be called Radha Kund, And my tears of love for you have filled up this lake called Shyamakund. So Radharani bathed in Radhakund, and she assumed her form of Sri Radharani. And Krishna, in the form of Sri Radha, bathed in Shyamakund and appeared again as Krishna. So what is Radhakund and Shyamakund? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains, Radhakund is the ambrosial nectar of the tears of love of Srimati Radharani for Krishna. And Shyamakund is the ecstatic love in liquid form of Krishna for Sri Radharani. Most confidential topic. Very, very impossible for a conditioned soul to understand. But just by hearing of the glory of Radhakund and Shyamakund, we gradually become purified. Krishna told Srimati Radharani the glories of this kund. It is the very essence of the love of their hearts. When Krishna appeared on this planet, one day he was herding cows near Govardhan, and Kamsa, that personality, was so utterly frustrated because he considered himself the most powerful person in all the world. And for years and years he was fearing that Krishna would kill him. He had spies constantly finding, you know, what is happening in Vrindavan. And again and again he sent the most powerful rakshasa, man-eating demons, mystic yogis who could assume any form. And one after another, Krishna was killing all of them, along with Balaram. Effortlessly. Rather than surrendering, someone can wake up Govinda. And go, hey, Govinda. It's an important topic. If you fall asleep, we may fall out with you. Our purification. He sent Aristasura. Aristasura assumed the form of a gigantic bull. You have seen these little bulls on the streets of India sometimes. Very fearful. But this bull was the size of a mountain. He expanded himself to such incredible size. He came charging into Vrindavan. As he was charging, the earth was shaking. It was literally a massive earthquake. If they had, what is it called, Richter scale, it would have gone way beyond any world records. The whole land was just trembling. He was galloping, he was digging up the earth with a crowbar. The hump on his back was like a mountain surrounded by clouds. And his tail was scattering the clouds. His eyes were red, flashing lightning. He was breathing very, very hard. Horrible hot air was coming in and out of his nose. It was such a chaos that it created that pregnant cows and women, many were having miscarriages. So Krishna, he saw what was taking place. So
in order to protect the inhabitants of Vrindavan, he was standing with one of his cowherd boyfriends, with one arm leaning on his shoulder, very, very casually, just waiting for his sister. And then he began to chastise him. He said, "You rascal demon, how dare you come to my Vrindavan and cause such trouble? Today I challenge you to fight." "Oh, Aristokula, sure, being a Kshatriya." He was ever more angry when he heard Krishna challenging him, and ever more insulted that instead of Krishna.
So Krishna, he saw what was taking place. So in order to protect the inhabitants of Vrindavan, he was standing with one of his cowherd boyfriends, with one arm leaning on his shoulder, very, very casually, just waiting for Aristasura. And then he began to chastise Aristasura. He said, "You rascal demon, how dare you come to my Vrindavan and cause such problem? Today I challenge you to fight." So Aristakura Sura, being a Kshatriya, he was ever more angry when he heard Krishna challenging him, and ever more insulted that instead of Krishna coming forward in some fighting stance with weapons, he was just leaning on a friend, as if nothing was happening. So he charged with great velocity. Krishna just took him by his two mighty horns and threw him a great distance. Aristakura Sura crashed down to the ground, unconscious. And he came back to consciousness. Great humiliation. More angry than fire. He started making these tumultuous roaring sounds that vibrated the universe. He was screaming like a bull could scream, and again he attacked. Krishna took him by the horns with his lotus-like hands and flipped him over. He whirled him around and then threw him to the ground. Then with his very, very delicate, worshipable lotus feet, he kicked him and kicked him and kicked him. And as he was kicking Aristasura, he kicked the life force right out of his body. Aristasura started moving his legs violently. His eyeballs popped out. He passed stool and urine simultaneously and died. Aristasura represents one of the very serious obstacles on the path of devotional service. The propensity of a person to consider himself very religious, but following concocted doctrines invented by conditioned souls, and criticizing the path of devotional service. This is a very serious obstacle, because it's everywhere. In the name of religion, in this age of Kali, there is so much concoction. Krishna says what is religion is taken to be irreligion, and what is irreligion is taken to be irreligion. There are people presenting so many different ideas of what is God, who is God, and how to attain that. Oh, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur declared war against these misconceptions. Some people declare that there's one path. And it doesn't matter what god you worship, it doesn't matter what deity you worship, because ultimately, you're God, I'm God, everything's God. You just somehow purify yourself by concentrating yourself, your attention on something divine, and do good works, and you will become Bhagavan. And there are hundreds of millions of people in this world who believe in this. And then when we tell them that Krishna is God, that bhakti is the real process, they criticize, they chastise. What is this sectarianism? What is this closed-mindedness? What is all this austerity and renunciation you're talking about? You just worship any god, any demigod, it doesn't matter. It's all one. And if we become affected by this, it becomes a very, very great obstacle in devotional service. Krishna says, Kamaisthaisthar Hittigyana Prabhadyantena Devata. Those who worship the demigods, they have materialistic consciousness. They want material benefits. Krishna says that those who worship the demigods will go to the demigods. Those who worship me will come to me. So we should not be misled by this. And even oftentimes people who declare Krishna to be God, they have so many different conceptions of what that means. Therefore, evam parampara praptam. If we take the truth from a proper disciplic succession of great acharyas, then we understand what is what. Acharya Pashanam. Otherwise, so many people are being misled, and so many people are being dragged away from the process of devotional service due to this type of association. Aristasura represents that association. Kamsa thought he was like a god. He worshipped Lord Shiva, Bhuteshwar Mahadev, right there at Vishramghat area. Kamsa worshipped Shiva and considered himself a very, very religious man. And he sent Aristasura to promote his doctrine. Now, what was the purpose? To cure Krishna. So similarly, all these Aristasuras who are preaching principles that are contrary to pure devotional service, they are actually coming to attack Krishna within our heart. Therefore, we must defend them by maintaining proper association, by not being sentimental in this regard, by being very strict, by understanding philosophically what is our siddhanta, and ultimately by crying out to Krishna for help by chanting his holy name. Brihaspati had a disciple of the name Varatantu. And this disciple was once sitting in front of his guru with his legs stretched out toward his guru. This was in a previous age. In Kali Yuga you can somewhat get away with this. Some aparad is there, but in previous yugas, aparads were very serious.
Maharaj, I may very well to speak about the Radha Kunda Sampun, important in that way Radha Kunda Sampun took verse.
I am now giving talk after some time. So, Brihaspati, he said, because you are facing feet toward me, like a bull sits, you have seen bulls sit like this sometimes, so therefore you will take your birth as a demoniac bull on earth. So he became Aristasura. After Krishna killed Aristasura, he came here to meet with Sri Radharani and her gopis. And Srimati Radharani told him that Shyamasundar, I will not have pastimes with you because you have killed a bull. You are Govinda. You are supposed to be protecting the cows. But it is a great sin to kill cow. So Krishna said, but he was a demon. If I wouldn't have killed him, he would have killed all of us. Nevertheless, you killed a bull. So you are tainted by the sin of killing a cow. Well, how can I atone? She said, you should go to every holy place in all the universe and take bath. So Krishna called all the holy places of pilgrimage here to Brajbhumi. And they all appeared in personified forms. And Krishna, with his foot, he struck the ground. And with the heel of his lotus foot, he made a hole. And all the holy places filled up that imprint. And that became Shyamakund. Krishna took his bath and then came out and then approached Sri Radhika and gopis. And Krishna said to Srimati Radharani that, do you know that you have committed an offense? Because you took the side of a demon. So you should go to all the holy places and take your bath. But you don't have to. You can just take bath in my Shyamakund. They're all right here. She said, no, I will not bathe in your Shyamakund because you bathe there. Therefore, the whole water of Shyamakund is contaminated by the sin of killing a cow. She said, I will make my own kund. So she took her bangle and broke it and started digging just near the footprint of Aristasura. And then all the gopis, they broke their bangles and started digging until they had a nice kund carved out of the ground. Then Krishna said, you have no water. If you like, I will have Shyamakunda fill up your water. She said, no, I will not take that water. So she made a big line of gopis all the way to Manasi Ganga. And they were passing buckets of water of the Ganga to come there. So the personified holy places saw Sri Radharani and all the gopis working very hard in this pastime. So all holy places personified approached her with tears in his eyes and folded palms and worshipped her with great love. She was pleased. Then they asked, can we ask one benediction? She said, whatever you ask. It will be the ultimate perfection of our existence if you allow us to serve you by filling up your lake with our waters. So she looked upon Krishna. And knowing that this would please Krishna, she said yes. So then all the waters, not all the waters, but the waters of Shyamakund overflooded and filled Sri Radhakund. And then Radha, Shyamasundar both bathed in Shyamakund and Radhakund. And Krishna proclaimed at that time that because Radhakund is your favorite most bathing place, therefore it is as dear to me as you.
And Krishna gave this benediction.
Anyone who bathes in your Radha Kund with real faith, without offenses, will attain your love for me in part and parcel. And Srimati Radharani, so pleased, she said, anyone who bathes in your Shama Kund will attain your love for me.
So from this time, Radha Kund and Sham Kund became most holy of all holy places. It became so dear to Radha Gopinath that every day, according to the Astakaliya Leela, the eternal Leela that is taking place on the Aprakrit or spiritual platform, for approximately 5 hours, from about 10:40 in the morning till about 3 in the afternoon, Radha and Krishna are performing Leela on the banks of Sri Radha Kund and Shama Kund. Vajranam, the great grandson of Krishna, he was coronated as the king of Brajbhumi. He came here and actually excavated small ghats at the place of Radha Kund and Sham Kund. As the millenniums passed, these two most holy places were lost to the vision of the human eye. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Vrindavan, he performed the Govardhan Parikrama. And then he was very much searching for Radha Kund and Sham Kund. Its glories are described in Adi Purana, Padma Purana, and other such very important literatures. He was asking local villagers. At that time, this village area was called Arithagram, because it was the place that Krishna killed Aristasura. Where is Sham Kund and Radha Kund? But nobody knew. Nobody had any idea. So just close by, we will be visiting this place on our parikrama, is a tamal tree. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting under that tamal tree and being Sri Radha and Krishna in his beautiful form of Gauranga, he was able to see with his eternal spiritual vision Shama Kund and Radha Kund in the form of two small puddles in a rice paddy. And in great, great ecstasy for this discovery, he started to take his bath. And the villagers were amazed. Here is this very, very beautiful, empowered sannyasi, and he's taking bath in a rice paddy, some water collected there, and he's in ecstasy, he's weeping, he's crying, his hairs are standing on end. His limbs are trembling. After taking his bath, he offered beautiful prayers to Sri Radha Kund. And then took the mud of Radha Kund and decorated his beautiful golden form with tilak in 12 places. Then he collected mud to take with him and offered repeated obeisances. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally discovered Sri Radha Kund and Sham Kund and revealed it to the world. Lord Chaitanya sent Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami here to Vrindavan. He gave them an order to discover the lost places of Krishna's Leela and to excavate them and make them into holy places of pilgrimage.
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not want Vrindavan to simply be an isolated forest unknown to the world. He wanted the six Goswamis to build beautiful temples, to renovate the holy places, so that people from all over India and all of the world could come here to Vrindavan to cultivate pure devotional service. Our beloved Srila Prabhupada, he wrote in one place that in Vrindavan, everyone is thinking of Krishna. Over 5,000 temples. In 1967, when Srila Prabhupada had some heart problems in America, it appeared that he might leave his body. But then he said, my health will be revived if I go to Vrindavan. Now many of you are thinking, my health will be revived when I leave Vrindavan. But there is a difference. Srila Prabhupada was in the West where there was all nice medical facilities and they brought him to nice beach areas where he could take long walks and fresh air and all the conveniences of the Western world of America. But he said, if I go to Vrindavan, that is a suitable place for my health to recover. So he was going to bring one disciple, Kirtanananda Das at the time. And he was telling him in front of all the other devotees, you will be so happy when you see Vrindavan. Over 5,000 temples of Krishna. Everyone is chanting the names of Radha and Krishna. Krishna is the center of everything. And all the devotees were so eager to come to Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada said, in Vrindavan it is very natural to become Krishna conscious because everything around is conducive to Krishna consciousness, including the austerities. So we should be very grateful and rejoice when some austerity is there. Some of you have been riding on buses a long time. But what are you seeing out the windows? The holy dham. And the holy dust is coming into your face, giving you abhishek. So anything that happens to us in the holy dham, if we are sincerely striving to become purified, we will certainly have our desire fulfilled. So Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, they would come to Sri Radha Kund and Shama Kund and worship here. Meanwhile, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri was being served by Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami, whose personal assistant was Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. Das Goswami was the very personification of the highest principles of renunciation in pure ecstatic love for Sri Radha and Krishna. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explained that there were tears of love in his eyes 24 hours a day. When he was living in Puri, at the time of Mahaprabhu, he was just eating the grains of rice that were offered to Jagannath, rotten, given to the cows, and the parts that were spit out by the cows, he would gather at night and wash it and eat the inner portion of that. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this world, Swarup Damodar Goswami left soon behind him. Raghunath Das Goswami did not see any reason to live. He decided to go to Vrindavan, have darshan of this holy place, and jump from the top of Govardhan Hill to end his life. But while here, he seek the blessings of Sri Rupa and Sanatan Goswami for his plan. And naturally they denied him. They said, no, no, you should stay with us. You should be our brother. There is no one else who has so intimately seen the final pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu living in Vrindavan. So every day you should narrate the Lord's glories. In Puri, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Raghunath Das Goswami his own personal Govardhan Shila and his own personal Gunjamala. So it was accepted by the Goswamis that in doing so, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Raghunath Das a place of residence at Govardhan Hill and the worship of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. So it was Rupa and Sanatan Goswami who requested Raghunath Das Goswami to come to take charge of Sri Radha Kund and Sham Kund. At that time it was a very, very simple place. Just two paddy fields. Little bit renovated by Rupa and Sanatan, but not much more than that. It is explained that Raghunath Das Goswami's regulative principles were like the lines in stone. Could not be disturbed by any situation in all of creation. He was chanting lakhs of rounds of names of Krishna every day. He was offering obeisances 1,000 times to the deity and 2,000 times to the Vaishnavas every day. He was hardly sleeping 1.5 hours. And he was only taking a leaf cup of buttermilk. One day he was thinking, perhaps we should have nice ghat steps for Radha Kund and Sham Kund, so that when devotees come, they can have nice bath, rather than just going through the mud of the paddies to get to it. Well, then he was thinking, I've already given up so much wealth to come here. Why should I start thinking about money again? So he put that idea aside. Meanwhile, one very wealthy merchant, he traveled all the way on pilgrimage to Badrikashram. And he was going to build a nice temple for Badrinath. When he was sleeping, he had a dream where Badri Vishal appeared to him and told him, you should not spend your money to build me a temple here. You should go to Vrindavan. And there, at the banks of Radha Kund and Shama Kund, is Raghunath Das Goswami. You should give all that money to him. So he came and offered it to Raghunath Das Goswami. And very graciously and humbly he accepted it and began the excavation of Sri Radha Kund. After developing Sri Radha Kund, then he began to excavate Sham Kund. But as they were excavating, he wanted to make it square like Radha Kund. But one night in a dream, the Pandavas appeared to him. Yudhisthira, Bhima, Arjuna, Nakula, Sahadeva. And they told him that in the form of 5 trees, we are living on the bank of Sham Kund. You should not cut us down. We are in meditation on the lila of the Lord. So in order to avoid the trees, he excavated Sham Kund in a
triangular type of a shape. One of those trees is still living today. The wonderful stories of Raghunath Das Goswami's pure loving devotional service here on the banks of Radhakund and Shyamakund is one of the greatest inspirations in our Vaishnava history. What pure selfless love he had. There is a famous story where Raghunath Das Goswami, he was performing his bhajan and he was so engrossed in chanting the holy names that two tigers were drinking water from Shyamakund. And Krishna was standing, guarding to make sure the tigers did not hurt his devotee. And Sanatana Goswami happened to come by and see that. And Krishna smiled at him. And Sanatana Goswami afterward told Raghunath Das Goswami, you're not supposed to be accepting service from Krishna. You're supposed to be begging in your sadhana to serve Krishna. What to do? Another day, it was summertime. He was so absorbed deeply in his bhajan that the sun was going higher and higher in the sky and it was burning him. His whole body was perspiring like anything. He was getting burnt, and he just kept chanting. He didn't care. So Sri Radharani stood behind him, and with her own sari cloth, she was putting shade over him. And she was standing in the sun, and she was perspiring. And Sanatana Goswami happened to walk by at that time. So Srimati Radharani smiled at him. And then she left. Sanatana Goswami said, Raghunath Das Goswamiji, you are praying, you are chanting the holy names, you are praying, oh Radharani, let me serve you, and she's coming to serve you. Raghunath Das Goswami, he looked behind him, and the footprints of Srimati Radharani were standing. Because she was perspiring so much that she actually made muddy footprints. So he was so much... Now, if this happened to somebody ordinary, they would think, oh, I am so great. But he was thinking himself most wretched and fallen. Abominable. I have accepted service from my worshipable treasure of my heart. So on Sanatana Goswami's advice, Raghunath Das Goswami, with tears of shame in his heart, he allowed the Goswamis to build him a very, very simple little bhajan kutir. And that was the beginning of the system of bhajan kutirs for the Goswamis. Once Raghunath Das Goswami was absorbed in meditation, and in his meditation, his eternal form of Rati Manjari, he was serving sweet rice to Radha and Krishna, and then the senior gopis, and then they gave some to him as their prasad. And he just drank so much, or she just drank so much. And he came out of meditation. And he was sick. So the son of Balabhacharya, Vitthalnath, he came and saw Raghunath Das Goswami in that condition and brought a doctor. So the doctor took his pulse and examined him, said, he's sick. And they asked, what is the reason of his sickness? He said, he's eaten too much milk and rice. What nonsense doctor are you? You're examining Raghunath Das Goswami. He doesn't eat milk and rice. He just takes a pound full of buttermilk every few days.
But Raghunath Das Goswami, when he heard this, he became very happy. He said, no, no, it's true, I did have too much milk and rice. And he explained about his dream. Not his dream, but his vision, his spiritual vision and his meditation. On the order of Rupan Sanatan, on the banks of Shamakund and Radhakund, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami would, for over 3 hours every day, describe what he personally saw and what Swarup Damodar Goswami explained to him about the confidential pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu while living in Puri. The assembled Vaishnavas would come and hear from him every day. One of those devotees was Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. His bhajan kutir is just on the banks of Shamkund. Each day he personally heard with great eagerness the narrations of Raghunath Das Goswami and took notes. Later on, the assembled Vaishnavas requested him to write a book about the life and teachings of Lord Chaitanya. He was an old man and considered himself utterly unqualified. If we think that we are qualified, that is our disqualification. In fact, Srila Prabhupada explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita purport how the qualification to write spiritual literature, it is not based on our academic capacity. It is not based on our scholarship, on our renunciation, on our ability to elucidate poetry. The qualification is the blessings and the order of the senior Vaishnavas. Srila Prabhupada explained how his spiritual master told him to write books, distribute books. And therefore he took that as his qualification, the order of his spiritual master. In fact, Srila Prabhupada, in his utter humility, he never considered he had any other qualification except the order of his spiritual master and faith in that order. So Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, after getting the blessings of all the Vaishnavas and the confirmation of Madan Mohanji, on the banks of Shamkund, in his bhajan kutir, he wrote the most important classic Gaudiya Vaishnava literature, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. What a holy place! Our acharyas have explained that Srimad Bhagavatam is the graduate study of Bhagavad Gita. And Chaitanya Charitamrita is the postgraduate study of Srimad Bhagavatam. When Srila Prabhupada was on Jaladuta suffering several heart attacks, he wrote in his diary, my only solace is the nectarian words of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. In this literature, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, through quoting various scriptures, has established the Siddhanta of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Such deep, profound, philosophical revelation of the highest truths and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. And he has described the beautiful pastimes of Lord Chaitanya in that mood of Krishna searching in separation for the love of Radha. The samadhi, there is a place where there is the samadhi of Raghunath Das Goswami, and also teen samadhis, where there are samadhis of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, and Raghunath Bhat Goswami. While Raghunath Das Goswami was living here at Sri Radha Kund, the consort of Nityananda Prabhu, Janava Devi, she came with her associates from Khechari Gram on a pilgrimage to Vrindavan. When she arrived in Vrindavan, Rupa and Sanatan had already left this world. So Jiva Goswami, Lokanath Goswami, Madhu Pandit Goswami, Bhugarbha Goswami, they were all there to greet Janava Devi. But she was very much eager to meet Raghunath Das Goswami. Srila Jiva Goswami said, this is his condition. After Sanatan Goswami left this world, all he was eating was a little leaf cup of buttermilk. After Rupa Goswami left this world, he's practically in such immense separation from these devotees that he's practically not eating anything. He's just weeping and crying out for Radharani's mercy and Krishna's grace and the mercy of Rupa and Sanatan and Swarup Damodar and Gauranga Mahaprabhu day and night. He can hardly walk. So Janava Devi came here along with Jiva Goswami. As she was approaching, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami saw them coming. And he came and informed Raghunath Das, who was in the ecstasy of crying in separation, that Janava Devi, the Shakti of Nityananda Prabhu, has come. So Raghunath Das Goswami became so joyful that he actually got up and somehow or other ran to whatever extent he could and actually fell at the feet of Janava Devi and worshipped her with great love and devotion. And Janava Devi exclaimed that the highlight of her pilgrimage was to see and associate with Raghunath Das Goswami. She stayed here for some days, just on the banks of Sri Radha Kund is Janava Baitak and also Janava Ghat. Janava Devi, one day she was sitting on the banks of Sri Radha Kund and she heard the sound of Krishna's flute, and she looked and she saw near a tamal tree was Gopinath himself, standing in his beautiful threefold bending form with a peacock feather adorning his crown, smiling and playing sweet, sweet melodies on his flute. She fell unconscious in ecstasy. And the place where she had that darshan of Gopinath, they installed the deities of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. And the place where she would sit is still there, and her private bathing ghat. One time, Rupa Goswami wrote Lalita Madhava and gave copy to Raghunath Das Goswami. When he read of the separation of Radha and Krishna, he became so overwhelmed with pain in his heart that he was weeping continuously. So the devotees of Radha Kund approached Rupa Goswami and said, this is what's happened, what are we going to do? So he wrote another book talking about the meeting of Radha and Krishna.
and gave that to Raghunath Das Goswami. And Raghunath Das Goswami became very happy. And then Rupa Goswami said, "This Lalita Madhava, give it back to me. I have to make some corrections." So this was how he was living here. He is a Prayojana Acharya. He has exhibited the highest wealth of pure devotional service in the mood of the gopis. Srinivas Acharya explains this in his song. The six Goswamis, they were living as royal kings practically. Rup, Sanat, and Raghunath. They left it all to wear kopan, to sleep under trees, to do madhukari. Total poverty by material standards. But they were always absorbed in the highest ecstasies of the love of the gopis for Krishna. He Radhe Brajadeva Kecha Lalite He Nanda Shuno Kuta. This is how they lived in Vrindavan, crying out in separation for Radha and Krishna. Servant of the servant of the servant of their servants. Raghunath Das Goswami was the very embodiment of humility. 2,000 prostrated dandavat obeisances, and they were not just offered as some formality, but they came from the core of his heart. He was surrendering to the feet of every Vaishnava with tears flowing from his eyes in humility. Jiva Goswami, he also had bhajan kutir here at Radha Kund. When that wealthy man offered the money to excavate, Raghunath Das Goswami, he called for Jiva Goswami. And Jiva Goswami, first of all, he bought the property. And then Srila Raghunath Das Goswami was helping making the plans. He was overseeing. After the Radha Kund and Sham Kund were created, there was a creation of such a beautiful facility for the devotees to come and worship. After the Radha Kund and Sham Kund were created, there was a creation of such a beautiful facility for the devotees to come and worship. Raghunath Das Goswami felt a certain dissatisfaction because the village people would sometimes come and wash their utensils here. And dirty things were going into Radha Kund and Shama Kund. He was thinking, let there be a well be excavated so that they could wash their utensils and do all those dirty things somewhere else. So they were excavating a well. And one day the workers came running to Raghunath Das Goswami that something very, very bad has happened. What is that? As we were digging the well, profuse blood started flowing from a rock. Raghunath Das Goswami said, "Stop digging the well." That night he had a vision where Sri Giri Govardhan appeared to him and told him that this hill of Govardhan is my body and they have struck my tongue. Now you should take that rock out and you should install it. And anyone who circumambulates that tongue gets the credit of doing parikrama of all of Govardhan. And you should worship that tongue of mine with the waters of Radha Kund and Shama Kund and Tulsi leaves, and I will be satisfied.
So that place is still in the parikrama of Sri Radha Kund, the tongue of Giri Govardhan. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he worshipped the deities of Radha Gokulananda here on the banks of Radha Kund. For many years, he performed his bhajan here and wrote beautiful songs and some of the most very important elevated literatures of our Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition. These great treasures were revealed to the world through the heart of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur at his bhajan kutir on the banks of Sham Kund. We will also see the Baitak of Madhavendra Puri, where he sat and worshipped Sri Radha Kund and Sham Kund during his parikram of Sri Govardhan. We will also see the deities of Radha and Krishna, which were found underground by Raghunath Das Goswami as they were digging. And they were given to one of his disciples, a local Brijavasi, one of his followers, and that was the first temple of Sri Radha Kund. Hare Krishna. There is Kundeshwar Mahadev, installed by Vajranab, the presiding deity of Shiva, who is protecting Sri Radha Kund, and who devotees pray for blessings when they begin the Radha Kund parikrama. Gopal Bhatta Goswami also had his bhajan kutir here. And later, we know that Srinivasacharya and Narottam Das Thakur, they also performed their worship here at Radha Kund. Bhaktivinod Thakur, he built house here, where he and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur would both perform their bhajan. Bhajan kutir of Bhaktivinod, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati could be seen. And there is the bed of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, as well as his cane and his shoes. Still there today. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when he would come to Radha Kund, he would often cause commotion. Because he could not tolerate taking the Leela of Radha and Krishna cheaply. These topics are so very high and so very sacred. They must be approached through very serious service attitude and through very pure, strong sadhana. We explained a few days ago about how one wealthy man was doing Dandavat Parikrama with his followers around Radha Kund. And the devotee said to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, see that devotion. He said, yes, it is devotion, but it is not our type of devotion. He is worshipping Radharani and Radha Kund because he wants to approach Krishna. But we want to eternally be the servant of the servant of the servant of Srimati Radharani. That is our Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta. That is the highest perfection of the spiritual world. For us, one of the most historical events that took place here at Sri Radha Kund was when Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada came here to meet his Guru Maharaj. At that time he was householder and he was here with one of his sons. And every day he would hear his Guru Maharaj speak. And every day he would take a walk parikrama around the kundas with his beloved Gurudev. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur had such love and such affection for our Srila Prabhupada, who was then Abhay Charanaravinda. He would reveal his heart very lovingly. And he told him that in Calcutta we have built this big beautiful temple, and now some of our leaders are fighting for position, for prestige. He said there was fire in the math. And that's where he told Srila Prabhupada, on the banks of Radha Kund, that it will be better if we take the marble off the temple and use it to print, publish, and distribute books. He ordered Srila Prabhupada here, if ever you get money, publish and distribute books. How profound that this instruction was given to Srila Prabhupada in the holiest of all holy places in creation. The place of the most intimate Leela of the Lord, he gave this order. Thus Srila Prabhupada considered that for his followers, this is a very important way by which we can enter into that divine Leela of Radha and Krishna's pastimes. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, don't be like a monkey jumping, jumping, jumping. You cannot jump to higher realizations. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would say, rather than trying to jump to the high platform, a devotee wants to go to the lowest platform of servant of the servant of the servant, and wants to serve with such humility and such love that Krishna and Radharani just want to pick you up and bring you to the top. So when Srila Prabhupada was encouraging his devotees to distribute books, he was actually giving his devotees access to the spiritual world. Sometimes people criticize, but why not all this, why not discussion of the intimate leelas of Radha and Krishna day and night? That will actually make an impression in your heart, and then you will go back to Goloka. When Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur came here, he was such a scholar, and he was such a rasik bhakta. People came, they wanted to hear rasik subjects. And he spoke for 1 month on the first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. And people criticized him. Srila Prabhupada had that spirit. One time, a devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, this Nikunja Yuno Rati Keli Sijai, that the spiritual master is engaging his devotees in serving in the kunjas of Raja, Radha and Krishna's Leela. Can you explain this? And Srila Prabhupada, it wasn't that he just said this for neophytes, he said it from his heart, such mercy. He said, when we're doing Sankirtan, when we're preaching, this is the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Radha and Krishna. This is our service to Radha and Krishna in the kunjas of Vrindavan. And this is what will take us there. Srila Prabhupada wanted us to preach. He was not inclined to have us being bhajananandis. We have no criticism, but it is our line. He wanted us to preach. He wanted us to be instruments
of compassion of the great souls and bring more and more and more people to Krishna. And he had that faith that Radharani, in the form of Mahaprabhu, she's giving her love to those who preach his message and induce people to chant the holy names very loudly. So we should not be confused, we should not be discouraged, we should not be insulted by anyone telling us that Srila Prabhupada is giving us something for neophytes. We may be neophytes, but what he has given us is entrance into the spiritual world. Yes, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave him this instruction on the banks of Radhakund. If you get money, publish and distribute books. And Srila Prabhupada took that order as his very life and soul. So, one time in the early 70s, Prabhupada had his devotees going to some of the places of Brajbhumi. This was just, I believe, after the Gaur Purnima festival in Mayapur. And some devotees came as a group to Radhakund and Shyamakund. And they were so happy to be here. Prabhupada explained, what a holy place, the ultimate holy place. It's Radha and Krishna's love in liquid form that we're bathing in. So the devotees were so happy, they were diving and they were splashing and they were playing and they were swimming and they were doing laps back and forth. And when this news came to Srila Prabhupada, he was very much disappointed. In fact, he said, no one is allowed to go into the water anymore. So this is Radharani's body. This is Radharani's love. It must be approached with great reverence and respect. So he told the devotees, you bow down with ultimate respect and you drop three, put three drops of water on your head. Of course, throughout the years, throughout the our history, Vaishnavas have taken their bath in Radhakund and Shyamakund, as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally did himself. But Srila Prabhupada wants us to have the proper consciousness. Ye yata mam prapadyante tam stadaiva bhajam. As you approach, Radha and Krishna will reciprocate accordingly. So for many years it has been forbidden within our society to take bath, except for three drops. However, if we have the proper attitude, the proper respect, then we may take our bath in Sri Radhakund. But if we make offenses, it is a very great disturbance. So for those of you who want to take your bath today, it should be done in the most prayerful spirit that you have ever adopted in your life. We should approach Sri Radhakund and Shyamakund with such gravity, with such an earnest heart, we should offer our obeisances, surrendering ourselves. And then we should sprinkle the water on our heads, and then we may enter. There should be no talking. There should be total silence, except chanting the holy names and praying for mercy, begging for mercy. This is the spirit that every one of us should adopt during this most sacred form of worship. So at this time, we will begin our parikrama of Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. First we bathe in Radha Kund and then Shyam Kund, yes? In the same spirit. And let us have a very sweet, ecstatic kirtan as we do our parikrama. And at the end of the parikrama, we will go to perform our worship of Bath in Sri Radha Kund, Shyam Kund. And as we are with over 1,000 people, we cannot go into all the places because they're very small, small lanes. But we could have our Krishnananda Prabhu and Vishwarupa Prabhu, they will be telling where the places are. And we can offer our prayers and obeisances. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki
jai.
Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharani Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Prashtatate Shatai Vansha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Yadeva Cha Patithanam Bhavani Vyo Vaishnave Vyo Namah In recent times, much of the world's attention has been on that great disaster in New York City, where thousands of people were suffering and burning to death in a building set afire. The most glorified heroes in the land of America today are those firefighters who sacrificed their lives to run directly into those blazing flames to rescue others. We sing every morning, Samsara Dhamanada Vivaloka. This material existence is like a blazing forest fire, blazing with the flames of ignorance. People are the souls of innumerable living entities are burning in the fire of lust, envy, pride, anger, greed, and illusion. Those firefighters gave their lives to save people's bodies, and therefore they should be respected. Srila Prabhupada was the supreme firefighter. He left his comfortable home in Sri Vrindavan Dham to enter into the very hottest, most burning heart of the fire of New York City, to sacrifice his life in compassion for all the souls who were burning in the ignorance of Maya. He came with only one possession, complete faith in the order of his spiritual master and in the holy name of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada rescued so many millions of souls from that fire, and he has appealed to us to join his fire department and assist him in that mission. Actually, there is no way we could repay Srila Prabhupada for his mercy. But we can be grateful. And if we can show our gratitude in our mind, through our words, and in our life, to that same proportion, Krishna will certainly bestow his unlimited mercy upon us. If not for Srila Prabhupada, we would have had no way out of that burning fire. Let us bow our heads at his lotus feet and give our hearts in gratitude to assisting him in his great mission of compassion. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.